Saint Scholastica, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, do you ever have trouble getting along with your brother or your sister? If you do, you don't need to be ashamed to admit it. Nothing's more normal than that. There are some few little disagreements one way or another at home amongst the children, and sometimes your disagreement could end up being a bit of a fight and you would get a tank out and run over your little brother. Probably not. You would maybe just sometimes lose your temper a little bit. I hope not too much. And then after a while, it goes away, or maybe your mom makes peace and you're okay till the next disagreement. Well, I'm mentioning this today because today is the feast day of a saint who had a disagreement with her brother. And the thing of it is that they were both of them saints. And the girl won, and she is Saint Scholastica. And this is the story. And really, it's a story of how she became to be a saint, because a great sainted pope named Pope Gregory the Great wrote about this story. And it was such a wonderful story that she became known for being very holy. And we have her feast day every year on this day. And her brother's name, we have a big statue of him in the back of the church, and he's all in black. Only don't turn around now, because it wouldn't be polite. And his name is Saint Benedict, and he is the founder of monks in the West, and he wrote a rule for the monks. And they say that about 5 miles away, his sister had a convent of nuns, and only once a year they were allowed to have a visit, and they would visit for a day, and some monks would accompany Saint Benedict to a sort of a gatehouse near the gate, a guest house, and some nuns would come with Saint Scholastica, and they would say their prayers together that day and have a very humble meal together, and then they would talk about, well, a little bit about news, I suppose, but mostly about heaven and prayer and holy things. And Saint Scholastica loved those meetings with her brother. She enjoyed them very, very much and looked forward to it, really, all year long. Well, they were both getting on in years, and Saint Scholastica realized that one of these days she would be going home to heaven. So when it got to be dusk, almost sunset, Saint Benedict gets up and says, "Well, sister, time for us to go." And she says, "Oh, dear brother Benedict, couldn't we just this once talk longer? I'm having such a good time talking about heaven and praying with you." And he looks at her very sternly, as an older brother would look at his younger sister. And he says, "Sister, what are you asking for? After all, I wrote the holy rule. I could hardly disobey it myself." Well, Saint Scholastica didn't say anything. Sometimes it's better not to when you're having a little disagreement at home. She didn't say anything, but you know what she did? They were at the table. She's sitting at the table, and she folds her hands on the table, and she bows her head, and she closes her eyes, and she starts to cry. Not to affect him, because he was stony-faced, Benedict was, but it was a sign of how sincerely she was praying. Sometimes when people pray very, very sincerely, they weep out of sorrow for sin, or because they really want our Lord to do whatever they're asking of him. And our Lord doesn't mind that kind of crying in church. It's okay. So she's weeping, and she's weeping up a storm and praying. And then she lifts her head up, and outside, they had the window open, outside, it had been a beautiful, clear, late afternoon, not a cloud in the sky. But as soon as she lifted her head up from the prayer and stopped crying, the sky turned black immediately. And then there was wind, such as we've been having the last few days. There was wind and thunder, and so much rain fell in sheets upon the earth, and the wind was so strong that nobody could go anywhere. And Saint Scholastica smiled sweetly at her brother Benedict, and she says, "Well, you know how sisters will do if they win an argument over their brother. She smiled and she said, well, now leave if you can. Well, he couldn't leave because of the weather being so bad. No one could go outside. And St. Benedict looks at her very sternly, sterner than usual, which was pretty stern. And then he said to her, God forgive you, sister. What have you done? And she looks back at her older brother, and she smiles again, and she says, what have I done? Benedict, I asked you, and you said no. I asked God, and God said yes. And so they had to stay the night, because it stormed all night long until dawn, and they prayed, and they talked about heavenly and holy things, and St. Scholastica was ever so happy that our Lord heard her prayer, and at dawn, they went back to their respective monasteries. And 3 days later, St. Benedict is in his monastery praying, and he looks up, and he looks out the window, and he sees the soul of his sister, Scholastica, going up to heaven in the shape of a dove. You know, that's the symbol of the Holy Ghost, but St. Scholastica is a symbol of her soul being very pure and innocent. And he sees that dove going up into heaven, and he realizes, oh, that's why my sister wanted to talk extra, because she knew she was going to die. And she wanted to have one last good talk with me before she went to heaven. And so she did. And he gave a special order that the tomb that had been prepared for himself should be used for his sister. And finally, when he died, he was buried in the same tomb. And their bodies were there for centuries and centuries. And when the Americans bombed the monastery of Monte Cassino in the Second World War, and it was all a ruin, when they were cleaning it up, they came across the tomb that had been bombed too, of St. Benedict, and they opened it, the rest of it, and they saw there was St. Benedict and there was St. Scholastica together in the same tomb. So that's a kind of a nice family story, don't you think, children? And it's a nice story about the power of prayer and also about the love of heaven. What's a good lesson that we could learn from this? Well, when we have a disagreement with somebody, including in our own family, instead of getting out the anti-aircraft guns and shooting them down, or instead of hitting or being very angry and raising your voice, you know what a good thing to do would be? Say a prayer. Say a prayer, and say a prayer for that person that you kind of don't like too much right now. It will make things ever so much better. When you say a prayer, children, it enables you to be like that dove that flies up to heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.